guys? How are you? Happy Monday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sport Talk Matt. Follow me across all socials. This podcast being brought to you, as always, by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com and the customized URL, OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions are available. Free burgers for life for going and getting a subscription. 10% off everything you buy at OmahaSteaks.com, plus that 100% money back guarantee when you go and shop at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. So we did it. I needed a 3-0 to have a winning week, and we got there. 3-0. Both NBA unders come in. We've been really hot with that. More on that here in just one second. I'm going to push our luck here a little bit on a Monday. And we get the Drake Bulldogs easily gets a W. They win going away, 8 points? On senior day for their 16th consecutive, 21st in a row win at home for the Drake Bulldogs. So nice job out of Drake on that. Okay. So 3-0, that gave us a 15-12 mark for the week, up 0.85 units. Now, not huge, nothing that's amazing, not like an, oh my gosh, what a week. But I'm not going to be angry about it. I'm not going to scoff at it. You know, it puts us back up, you know, for 7 units for the year, which is good heading into March, you know, heading into now the first full week of March. I'm not going to argue about it. Here's what I'm going to do today. So yesterday, by my count, NBA unders went 8-0. Let's push our luck here a little bit. Let's bet 3 NBA unders. Let's see what's going to happen. All right. Now, the Atlantic Sun tournament is starting today. I like both favorites, both teams. Kennesaw State laying 3.5 and Florida Gulf Coast laying 3.5. If you want some college basketball action, I'll have some stuff on that. But it's low level college basketball tournaments. Tough. Duke, North Carolina State, don't really have a great feel for it. I'd lean towards the dog on that one, but Duke's been playing really well, so I don't want to fade Duke even on the road. Texas, I think, gets killed at Baylor, but, you know, end of the year, it's kind of tough. Be careful. Don't bet road favorites this week, guys. I mean, senior days are always very emotional, okay? It's very difficult. You get, you know, mid-level teams that play much better because they want to send their seniors out as a winner. So be very careful with that. That's why we were on Drake. We were on Creighton. We're 2-0 so far, betting that trend, the senior day trend. Be careful with Baylor. But I think Baylor's having a senior day too. So I would say take Baylor at home. Careful with NC State. I think it's their senior day. I got to check on that. But if it's their senior day, be careful with that. So anyways, no college basketball, all NBA. Okay. Here's what we're betting. 3 NBA unders. The first, Memphis and Brooklyn. Look, the handicap is not going to be all that exciting. It's going to be pretty basic, okay? Brooklyn, we've now hit 2 in a row, betting the under on them. The total is 211.5. Brooklyn is 16-16 at home to a total. 17-13 Memphis on the road. However, Memphis is 2-3 or 3-2 to the under over their last 5. On the road for Memphis, they went over against Minnesota, yes. But they went over against Charlotte, yes. And over against New York and Boston, yes. But the flip side is, you look at the way that Brooklyn plays, Memphis is not the team that's scoring a lot. They're giving up a lot. That's why their games are going over. They gave up 107 to Portland, 110 to Minnesota, 111 to Brooklyn. Back when these guys played, back on the 26th, it was a home game for Memphis, but it was 214.5. I think the number closed like 209, went under by 17.5 points. You look at just typically giving up 115 points to Charlotte, 118 to Chicago, 123 to New York, 131 to Boston. It's not that they're scoring. It's not that Memphis is scoring. It's that the opposing team is scoring a ton on them, but Brooklyn does not score. 102 against Atlanta, 114 against Atlanta, 124 against Atlanta. They scored a lot, but 81 against Orlando, 111 against Memphis, 86 against Minnesota, 93 against Toronto, 86 against Boston, 110 against Boston. I just think we want to play the averages here. 8-2 to the under over the last 10 games for the Brooklyn Nets, 4-1 to the under over their last 5. Going to ride the train here. keep it rolling to the under. They've been an under machine over the last couple of weeks. Brooklyn and Memphis under 211 and a half. Bet number two on the slate. We're going to go to Milwaukee and the LA Clippers. Now, who's playing for LA? I don't know. Who's playing for Milwaukee? I don't know. Milwaukee has been on the year, a dead over, 18 and 12 on the year to the over. However, Milwaukee has been an absolute ridiculous under machine since the beginning of February, really going all the way back to the 29th of January. Only one game involving the Milwaukee Bucks has gone over. They're playing defense. They're not scoring a whole lot. The total is 228 and a half. 228 and a half. We've got a team that's 8-1-1 to the under, but if you go to Minnesota, it's Chicago under, Charlotte under, Charlotte under, Philadelphia under, Minnesota under, Memphis push, Miami under, Denver under, Charlotte under. Under. I'm not betting over. 17-12-1, the Clippers to the under on the road. 4-1 to the under over their last five. 7-2-1 to the under over their last 10. Under 228 and a half, the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And finally, we're going to go to Portland, who also has been just a dead under machine at Minnesota. Total for this game is 212 and a half on this one. 16-14, Portland to the under on the road. 18-11-1 to the under at home. Minnesota, 3-2 to the under over their last five. Same record for Portland over their last five. For Minnesota at home, Clipper game, last time out at home, under by 42 and a half points. 42 and a half points. Sacramento and Memphis went over, but San Antonio went under by 2.5. Brooklyn went under by 34 points. Milwaukee went under by 6.5. Now, three of the last four for the Portland Trailblazers has gone under. Memphis under by 3. They played Memphis on the road 2 games ago. Same place, same venue, same team, but that game went over, the first one. But at home against Miami went under by 10.5. Home against Charlotte went under by 40.5 points. This is just following the trends. Against the West, Portland's been an over team. Minnesota, though, has been a dead under, 21-17-1 to the under. 212.5, Portland, Minnesota, under. These are bet it and forget it games, all right? I'm not going to ask you to suffer through. I mean, my goodness, we had what? That Philadelphia under came down to one possession. It's going to be kind of like that. Okay, it's going to be a coin flip game. It's going to be right on the edge. It's going to be a sweat. But let's have some fun today. Let's bet three NBA unders. Brooklyn under 211.5. Milwaukee under 228.5. Portland under 212.5. All for 1.1 units here on a Monday. Like I said, if you want college basketball, take the favorite in both games involving the Atlantic Sun tournament. I like the favorites in both those games. You want to jump in with something extra for college basketball. Let's keep this ride rolling here with the unders in the NBA. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.